They said to remove it. The finest line I ever drew. Yeah, my dear me. Of all that I grew, and the parties underground, they are boring without you. Like a new shoe, they are giving me.
In a recent review, I compared Moonbow's first album, The End of Time, to a roller coaster. If that metaphor stands true, then the album New Again by The Happy Maladies is the merry-go-round. And this ride's missing a gear or two. And the ride and its operator have a few screws loose. The Happy Maladies are Benjamin Thomas, Eddie Kwan, Peter Gamis, and Stephen Patota. They started their collaboration in 2008 as a Django Reinhardt cover band, but quickly chose to explore much deeper and more personal territory.
The back of my neck, when you folded me up, when you folded.
The album features only four tracks, and all of the instruments used in the recording are acoustic. But each song, at 5 to 6 minutes long, provides a powerful listening experience. If Marcel Duchamp had started a band, it would sound like this. Starting us off is the title track, and rightly so. It gracefully waltzes you into the environment with a simple guitar, mandolin, and bass arrangement. But even this is juxtaposed against odd and strangely surreal lyrics. However, like all of the Happy Maladies compositions, things quickly change into a tilt-shift, mildly psychedelic exploration into something you can't possibly see coming right at you. The second track, entitled Habit-Forming Dental Surgery, features swirling cello and violin, punctuated by staccato guitar and banjo and ghostly vocal harmonies. The Django Reinhardt influence can be felt here very strongly, but so can other imprints. Imagine if the Goat Rodeo Sessions had teamed up with Lee Ranaldo. Third track, entitled Well Under, features vocal harmonies reminiscent of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. But even this loveliness is betrayed by a deeper, dyspeptic underbelly.
No one's there. Some things slightly, some things
The album closes with the song Top of the Muffin to You, a gentle, guitar-driven love song of sorts, whose deceptive simplicity is contrasted expertly by other sonic explorations that could be a nod to the Beatles' White Album.
Do what you want to, I have my neighbor. Do what you need to,
you're looking for a little something with a down-home, folksy, bluegrass feel to it, something you can play for background music while you and your friends sit back and discuss the events of the day, this is not your CD. This album will surprise you, challenge you, and make you uncomfortable. It's a recording that commands your attention and may even smack you around a little. And sometimes, just sometimes, that's exactly what we need.
One day I will wake up and it's true. Each day I don't wake up and you. One day I will wake up and it's true. Each day I don't wake up.
For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.
Yeah.